Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to another episode of Moon Magic with me, Reverend Jeanette Ewing, and Reverend David Ewing. And tonight's full moon is the first full moon for this month of October in the year 2020. We have an auspicious time this month as our second full moon of the month of October, which is called the Blue Moon, is also on the traditional night of Samhain, October 31st. Now, it is worth noting that not everyone strictly celebrates Samhain on the 31st of October. Some people will celebrate this time for more than one day. Some people might celebrate it starting a couple of days before and celebrate for several days well into the first few days of November. And still other people will celebrate and honor this time at the astronomical cross quarter between the fall equinox and the winter solstice, which typically occurs somewhere between the 5th and the 7th of or 8th of November. But this month, I know for many people, including David and myself, we do tend to celebrate this particular Sabbath at the time as close as possible to October 31st. And so on that night, there will be another full moon. It will be also a blue moon. So we have the opportunity to do some powerful magic at two different times of this month, and maybe even a third if you do workings around the new moon, which is going to occur in the middle of the month. What's interesting about this particular full moon is that due to the time when the full moon occurred in September, relative to the fall equinox, this moon is technically considered to be the harvest moon rather than the full moon of September of last month, because typically the harvest moon is the full moon that occurs closest to the full moon, but closest to the fall equinox, and it just so happens that the full moon of September was at the beginning of the month. So technically speaking, if you're one of those people that happens to be a little more precise, this full moon in October happens to be closer to the fall equinox than the one that happened in the beginning of last month. Hence, it is the harvest moon. Although one could argue that any full moon happening around this time period could be a harvest moon, whether it's technically before or after an equinox. That's my own personal opinion. Also this month, this full moon is also called the sanguine or blood moon. It is also called the dying grass moon. And I kind of like that name, the dying grass moon, because we're already halfway through, more than halfway through, the harvest time of the year. And this is for most people who live in the northern hemisphere. We know that you live closer to the equator, your harvest can be a longer period of time. And we also know that if you live in the southern hemisphere, well, your harvest is going to be opposite. It'll happen during or close to what is commonly celebrated as Beltane in the Northern Hemisphere. But here in the Northern Hemisphere, many places, here in the Americas, it's definitely starting to cool down. Even here in Northern Virginia, the number of minutes of daylight start to become much more obviously shorter by this time at the beginning of October. Even though only about 10 or so days have passed, it's enough time that even now, it's 8 p.m. Eastern here in Northern Virginia, and the sun is completely down, so it is night. You can feel it in the air. It's becoming cooler. It's becoming crisper. Many parts of the United States, you can also see that quite literally the grass is dying, right? Many of your garden plants have started to die back. Most, though not all, of the standard common flowering plants have stopped blooming, stopped producing any more flowers. There are some foods, a lot of grain-type foods, apples, many varieties of apples. A lot of our winter squashes are still in the fields and on trees. They aren't quite finished yet. And in Celtic mythological lore, related to Samhain, traditionally, the last foods, the last grains that you're going to harvest for the year need to be harvested before Samhain. For some people, the day after, November 1st, is considered to be the Celtic New Year. Or depending on who you talk to, it's October 31st. But in many traditions, many people still kind of hold to this idea that whatever crops are left in the fields by that date, by the evening of Samhain, should be left in the fields. And so what does this have to do with what we're doing tonight? Well, as this is the first opportunity of the month of in the month of October to do some good magical work, as it turns out, this time of year, close to the fall equinox, is a time of reflection. It's a time where you can do a set or reset of your goals, your aspirations. Can also be a time where you use this beginning of the darker time of the year to start to do some introspective work, or to lay the foundations of doing introspective work. So this is what we will be doing tonight. And throughout this year, certainly last year too, but even more so right now, with the chaos swirling around our national elections, with the negativity that's been generated, with the fear, the uncertainty, this is a time for doing some reflective work, and it's also a good time for starting some meditative work and doing a reset. We're going to do some in-depth grounding, some connecting with the energy of Mother Earth, this can also, it is also a perfect time to do work where we're going to start to banish those things which no longer serve us. And it can be vague or it can be highly specific. Those things, those people, those, political figures, et cetera, that have caused us harm directly or indirectly. So we're going to do some grounding and do a little bit of work to reset our intentions for the months that are coming. So let's take a few minutes and start by doing some deep breaths. Let us breathe in and then out. And I'm going to start by casting our circle of community and protection to keep this space safe, so that it is welcome to all whose intentions are honorable and pure. or, you know, reasonably pure, but you know what I'm talking about. Are any of us really completely
pure? Right.
Visualize yourself in your sacred space within the place that you live. Feel yourself being shielded and protected by a bright light, any color that is protective and calming and centering for you. And when that light is brilliant and bright around you and your immediate space, visualize that light extending outward to the room that you are in. And then extend it a little farther to the place where you dwell, home, apartment, place that you share with other people. And now push those boundaries out a little bit farther so that it extends beyond your home dwelling, above, below, to the front and back, left and right. Now extend out a little tendril of light from that sphere you've created for yourself and imagine it going up into the cosmos, out into the world beyond, so that it only connects with those of us listening in the here and now and in the time to come and all of those who are performing these kinds of full moon rituals for ourselves to honor this time of year, to protect ourselves, our loved ones. And to make a safe space for all. The circle is cast, and we are between the worlds. Blessed be. And we will start in the east. We welcome and invite spirits, elementals, and guardians of air in the sacred direction east into our space. Lend us your energies of introspection, wisdom, intellect. Hear our prayers that we send to our deities and to our ancestors. And send those messages to those who are receptive to them. Be the winds of change that we need. So that in a safer, healthier, freer, protected country. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, we welcome you. Blessed be.
And we turn to the south and we call to the elementals and the guardians and the spirits of the sacred direction of south and the keepers of the sacred fires. Call on you to help spark the motivation some of us need to do the things we need to do during this coming year and this time of year. We call on that spark of inspiration and that spark of motivation to fuel our creative thoughts. To work on the things that we need to work on during this coming dark time of the year. And we call on that spark of motivation and creativity to help us think creatively and come up with solutions to problems we see around us and to act. So we call on those fires and that spark of creativity and the spark of motivation to propel us forward, to keep us going, to keep us motivated to do the right things. No matter how small of an action it may be, get up and do it. That's what we call on the South to help us get moving and to manifest our desires. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the South, keepers of the sacred fires, let's light this. Okay, my fire thing is not working as well. Do you light the candle I'm trying to light? Apparently, me and fire aren't working well tonight. Try a different source of flame. Ooh. Okay, there was plenty of... Come on. There it goes. Now we have some fire. So we light candles. As we call each of the elementals, each of the directions, we light a candle. We've talked about these glass-filled candles that we're using, and they're getting down a bit, and it's a little more of a challenge to light. So as I try to light the candle for the sacred direction of fire, fire did not want to perform as well as we had hoped. But it is now, and we're lit. The candle is lit.
We are not lit. Not yet. But we might be lit later.
Blessed be.
Blessed be. And we call on, and we've had just a little bit of rain today. We'll have more this evening.
Oh, yeah.
Again, we're in Northern Virginia. We are outside of the chaos box that is Washington, D.C. And we call on our elementals and guardians and spirits of the sacred direction of West and the waters of planet Earth, from the smallest streams to the largest raging rivers, the tiny ponds to the deepest lakes and the world's oceans, and the aquifers below our feet that are thousands of years old. We call upon these forces in nature, and we welcome them to our space tonight. And we look to the waters of the world, the source of all life, to aid us in having empathy and compassion for those who have been the most damaged and harmed by the world's injustices and by our country's injustices. African Americans and other people of color that even now as we speak are still treated unjustly in the 21st century. People who are outside of what some perceive as the norm or what is proper, those that some call other or different. We ask for your healing energies to heal people who have been harmed physically and emotionally and spiritually, to help those who are struggling with or have recently recovered or are trying to recover from our pandemic virus. And those who are spiritually and mentally fatigued by the challenges, there's so many challenges facing us in the United States at this moment. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West and water, we welcome you.
Blessed
be.
And we turn to the earth. And we call on the spirits, elementals, the guardians of the earth from the north. We call on them to lend us the the grounding energy of Earth. That as we see chaos around us, and we see the turmoil, and we see the strife, and we see and feel the anxiety that is in our world today, we call to the powers of the North and of the Earth to help keep us grounded. As we see the chaos, we do not become part of the chaos. As we see the turmoil and the strife, that we remain grounded and not become agents of turmoil and strife. And as we see people are frustrated, we're able to remain grounded and calm. Lend us your grounding powers through this season to come, and tonight, as we do some more work with your grounding influence. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the North and this sacred element of Earth, we welcome you. Blessed be.
And let's take a moment and visualize, or if you were able to see the full moon in all of her glory, take a look outside. And here it is cloudy, but we might still be able to see a peak.
Sometime.
Overnight.
Not tonight, tomorrow, which is still during the full moon time.
This is true. And picture the moon goddess in all of her full radiant glory in front of you. And she is so bright, she is incandescent. And she lights up the sky of this dark time of the year. And we see her and connect with her. And honor her endless beauty and power. And as we drink in this energy of the full moon, we call on her by many names and from many different cultures. Luna, Selene, Grandmother Moon, Isis, and many others from many different cultures. Watch over us on this night. Lend us your energies, your powers of introspection, your powers of protection, of insight and wisdom. Full Moon Goddess, We welcome you.
Blessed be.
Now take a few moments, sit back, relax, close your eyes, we're going to go on a short journey to connect with these powers of the earth. And I want you to picture in your mind's eye a doorway, an opening that leads to the earth below. And it can look any particular way to you. It can be a cave, it can be under the roots of a giant tree. But slowly descend the steps. And as you do so, look around you. Take notice of anything unusual that you might see along the way, maybe animals or bones or crystals, exotic flowers. Or anything else that pops into your mind, because this is your journey. Continue to descend, and as you do so, you're becoming more relaxed. More of those immediate stresses and anxieties are filtering away. And at the bottom, you see a big opening. And it might be lit by a single campfire or glowing stones. Candles around the room, or any number of different things. And in this space, this is your sacred space. This is your place of comfort, of safety. You find a spot anywhere that looks comfortable to you, maybe in a seat that looks like it was made for you. And sit down It might be a cozy bench or a warm nook with cushy pillows. Or maybe it's mossy underneath your feet. Take a deep breath in, and when you're comfortable, you start to see that the space beneath you where you are sitting is a little bit different. And you can feel all of these many, many anxieties and frustrations. All of this negative, static, and chaos just starts to drain out of you like drops from a waterfall. And continue to look around and marvel at the wonder that is your own sacred place, your inner sanctum, your place of safety. And this is your place of grounding. And each time you breathe in, and then you slowly exhale, more of this static, stagnant, harmful, chaotic, frustrating, anxiety-ridden energy leaves your body. And just continue to focus on this space that you're in. And look around and see if there are any plant or animal or crystal spirit guides or helpers that you may be connected to or that might be appearing at your feet, around you, in front of, or behind you, or maybe little tendrils of plants hanging in this sacred, safe, comfortable place. Now take some more deep breaths. And continue to let that energy, that chaos and anxiety flow out of you. It's dripping and absorbing into the ground below. And the floor of your cave, your inner sanctum, might be earth, might be covered with plants, might be some sort of stone or crystal, or it might be a dense, strong floor of granite. Like our tallest mountains. But as these things are all part of Mother Earth, and all of her energy is constantly being recycled and renewed, continue to sit there, and when you feel ready, when you are more calm and centered, now you are ready to take in some of this renewed energy that Mother Earth has recycled for us. You might see a deep shimmering pool or a waterfall, maybe a tiny crevice. Or a cauldron made out of a magical stone, and you see this shimmering liquid in it. And so when you have felt you've had some sufficient grounding and removing of these more chaotic energies in our life, when you feel ready, walk to this source of shimmering water. Dip your hands in and let it wash over you as many times as you feel you need. And as you do so, feel yourself becoming energized, renewed, refreshed. Let that water just slowly trickle over you. These waters are ancient. They come from the deepest lakes and aquifers. And their magic is old and powerful. And let that water flow over you and cleanse you. So that you are energized, or maybe just calmed. and use this time with this new clarity of thought to reset your goals, your intentions, and remember, whatever you do, needs to be right for you. And whatever you do know that if you are putting forth effort with intention, that it is good enough. So you can use this newfound and reset state of mind to help motivate you or energize you to do your part, however that may be, to do the best work for yourself. And I'm not talking about job work. I mean spiritual work. I mean connecting with those people that mean the most to you. Connecting with ancestors. Connecting with your biological or your non-biological family, your family of choice. To do introspective work to help you become a better, a happier, more spiritual self, to help you learn and grow and be the best person that you can be given the times that we are living in. And remember that you cannot do for others until you do what you need to for yourself. You are allowed to be sad. You are allowed to be frustrated. You are allowed to feel any of the things you are feeling now. And you are allowed to work on yourself and help you be in a place of good healing and harmony so you can do the work you need to do. And so when you are ready, you can leave this place and this space by walking back up the steps to the world above and know that this inner sanctum, this place, your sacred place, will be here whenever you need to, and know that the energies of Mother Earth are always regenerating. They're always renewing. So you can ground yourself and re-energize yourself whenever you need it. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So And one other thing that I did do is I do have a 7-day candle. It is a black candle. And I decided on a whim that I needed to use it as the time after the full moon is when the moon is waning. And I think this corresponds with the energy needed to get rid of those things that no longer serve us in our lives. However you visualize or manifest or conceptualize what that means to you. And I also have it sitting in a little bowl of black salt, which is also good for absorbing these types of things. And so in the coming weeks, use this time to think about what you might want to renew, if this just needed to be one of part of many of your regular spiritual practices that you do from time to time. If you use this as a time to maybe rededicate yourself to some of those things that you had wanted to do at the beginning of the year or earlier in the year before things became so derailed, or whether it is time to set aside those things that weren't working for you and move on to doing something else for yourself that's meaningful, whatever that might be. You don't have to remake the world. It can be anything relatively simple that has meaning for you. And so as we close out this evening, we thank the moon goddess and her many names from many different cultures and all of her radiant beauty and power for being with us and watching over us and being that source of power and inspiration that we can draw upon. Moon Goddess, we thank you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we thank our spirits and elementals and guardians of the north and earth for keeping us grounded and for being with us here tonight. And we thank the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the west and the waters of this planet for lending us your healing, empathetic, sympathetic energies and allow us to be compassionate for our fellow humans who are in distress at this time. And we thank the powers of the sacred fires and the sacred direction of South for being that continual source, that spark of motivation, of creativity, of the fire in our head and in our hearts. and for keeping our hearts' fires warm on this night. And we thank the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the East and air for hearing our prayers, for blessing us with their presence, for helping to send our messages to our ancestors and our deities. Spirits, elementals, and guardians, we thank you. Blessed be. And as you look back upon the space that you are in, and that tendril of energy that you had sent out to others listening in the here and now and in the time to come, we open our circle back up, but we keep that line of connection to each other so that you always know you are never alone and that we are all part of a larger community. So what do we say? The circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Blessed be. And so did you choose a song?
Well, let me just go with The Moon Is High again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice song.
It is. Yeah. It's full moon. It fits. Okay. Just want to thank everybody for listening. Thanks, Circle Sanctuary, for all the work that they do. And thanks, Lita Fox, for all the work that she does. Want to remind everybody to listen to the various podcasts that we have here on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts. Selena Fox has live podcasts on Wednesdays that she usually also live streams to Facebook. So you can watch her on Facebook and then download it off of our podcasting sites to listen to the audio, which is kind of cool. I did that last Wednesday. I actually was engineering, so I had it going on and listening over the phone, but I was also watching on Facebook to participate in the chat and stuff too. So it was kind of neat. So Selena has hers on Wednesdays. She has programs on Sundays that are replays of previous episodes from the past. This past Sunday, however, was a live program where they talked about the 35th anniversary of the Lady of Liberty League. 35th? Yeah. She talked about it again on Wednesday, and she gives some more stories of some of the stories and stuff. There's a lot of information that she has about social justice work that Circle, she and Circle and others have done in the past 35 years. We have Deborah Rose has Circle Talk on the first and third Tuesdays of every month. Laura Gonzalez has Lunatic Mondays. One is in Spanish, and then the other Mondays are in English. And then there's Paganos del Mundo on Saturday evenings. And that's hosted by a variety of hosts from a variety of places. So Laura hosts it sometimes. She lives in Chicago, but she's from Mexico City. So that's in Spanish. There's a few others that host it in Spanish from other parts of the like South America. And there's somebody who hosts from Portugal. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's in Portuguese.
Right.
So it's a very, very international, very multilingual kind of a thing. So each person has their own topic they talk about, and some are in Spanish and some are in Portuguese. I think once a month it's in Portuguese and the others are in Spanish.
That's really right.
But yeah, it's really cool. So we got
Saturday nights, we got Saturday nights, we got Monday nights, we got two Tuesdays a month, we got every Wednesday, we got our shows. This coming Moon Magic is on the 15th, and we'll have Amy Blackthorne on as a special guest to talk about her book.
She has a new book that's coming out this weekend.
Right. So we'll be talking about that on the 15th and talking with her, and she will also be presenting a workshop during the events that we manage for Howl at Homecoming, which is a Samhain retreat that we produce here in the Northern Virginia area, and this year it's all on virtual. So, and Amy's giving a leading a workshop on witchy cocktails, mystical brews. I think it's Witchy Cocktails is the name of the workshop, but it's really kind of cool. So she'll be all with us on that too.
Right, and so this year, again, because, not surprisingly, of the global pandemic that we are in, mm-hmm. and our need to not be physically in touch, Circle Sanctuary's Samhain event will be virtual this year.
Cool.
And the theme is Spiral In or Spiral Out. Ancestors All About. That's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. And it's coordinated by Minerva, Messina, Raven, and Aviel. And it will be on Friday, October 30th and Saturday, October 31st. You will need to register for this event, I think. Or is it open to everybody? Let me see. Let me go down.
I think so.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I think it's free.
But it is online via Circle's private Facebook group.
Okay.
So
you have to be a member of the Circle Facebook group to...
Yeah, so you do need to register for the event. Let me click down here. They have the whole schedule up, too. Pre-registration is required before 12 p.m. Central on Wednesday, October 28th. Admittance is free if you are a member of Circle Sanctuary, and it's $35 for non-members.
Okay. That's not bad. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And they've got stuff going on. All day, actually. Friday, starting at 7 p.m. on Friday, and then all day Saturday. Yep. Cool, man.
Okay. There you go. Uh-huh. Great. So that's what's going on. Check it out. All the stuff happening. And, stay safe. Be good to each other.
Be good to yourself.
And be good to yourself.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
The moon is high on this night of power. The children come at the witching hour. Our hands are raised to the four directions. Spirit power is ours again. The moon is high, on this night of power. The children come, our hands are raised.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.